us both.
Right. Evening all. If we were talking yesterday about salting and pickling, so we said there's an issa. I'm trying to brush on a few things. Let's just check where we are here. So we spoke about yesterday pickling foods. So he says a machlok is why you can't do it. Either pshat is that pickling is like ma'abit, you're preserving it, you're making it last for longer. That's very much what the skins were, you're doing for the skins, it's very much like that. You're preserving it to make it look better. So that's why it could be also, that's how Rashi learns. Issa is ma'abit. And the Rambam says that issa is mavashal, it's like you're changing the form, you're changing the metzias of the skin. If you want to deal with food, when you change it, when you pickle it, you salt it, you're changing the texture, changing the consistency of the food, therefore that's got resemblance very much like
pickles.
Take your time. Pickling normally takes your time. You see, the one they're taking is if it's not straight to you, it doesn't take
24 hours and anything happens.
Yeah, really. It probably starts a bit earlier, Tucker, but the mice, yeah, you're right. The idea is that it takes a bit of time on a pickling. Yeah? See, that's one they're taking, but basically, Tucker, yeah, really. So that's the thing. Because of this, one may not put fresh chemicals into fresh cucumbers into pickle and pass a pickle. Fresh cucumbers, we said what else was there? Onions, these sorts of things are commonly pickled. Herring, raw meat, olives, radishes, beetroot. These are all things that are pickled and therefore one should not do that. We said last time, as well, that returning a pickle to a jar is mutter. Because that's only, we said, it's like English, like a pickle. Once it's already been pickled, then to return it back to its pickling jar is mutter. We said. And we said as well that sorting vegetables is also problematic. It's very similar to pickling, and therefore one may not sort vegetables. Unless we see a sabbatarian soup, but the idea is often sorted, it's done the same thing. It also affects the food, it preserves it, and therefore it's not correct to sort vegetables or fruit or whatever it is. And we finished off with salt water. Yes, that was interesting actually about salt water. So the mice is a much more actually. The Mahabba says that one should not make salt water on Shabbos. Full Sharocha is actually Sheikh Abalev. Sheikh Abalev. The Muhammad says, also, Ein Ois Mein Melech Harbe B'Yachad. A person mustn't make a solution of salt water on Shabbos. Lost Ish Lefer Kavosh Mishun Dong Nau. Even though he says, you're making a pickling, the Meister of Oshun learned any salt water should be made on Shabbos. There's an Issa to make salt water on Shabbos. Okay, it's not really relevant to us, really, actually, besides Pesel, come back and verse from. But generally, should we don't make salt. But the Moshe, let's say someone wants to make a saltwater solution.
Sorry, did you not read
Harabeh? Yeah, well, quite right. The person must make main Malach Harabeh, yeah, quite right. Right, good deal, yeah. The Chabad carries on, should we don't be the Ibris. So on that, they say, the Mephoshim, that a brine solution, all this, is a Hachon of a tanny. And therefore, Chazal don't allow one to make a large volume of salt solution. Sorry? What's called a lot? We'll come to that. According to many poskim, if it's also, even if it's not done for pickling purposes, that means you're not doing it for pickling, you're doing it for just to dip something into it. The actual making the salt solution is problematic in Shabbos. Mechaber carries on, what are you allowed to do? And when you're the last minute ma'at, you can make a bit, lost is to turn to tafshin, to put it into a tafshin. What's called ma'at? The Mechaber doesn't really speak out what's called ma'at. So here, they unfortunately say that ma'at either means for that suda, you're making for that meal, and some say for Shabbos, what you need for Shabbos. So it's a very, a lot of possible take on it means just for that meal. So you can make a small solution, a solution for that meal. Even so, the Mechaber carries on, in Nasa the Torah, Shnei Shlishi Melach, you mustn't put a ratio of 2/3 salt to 1/3 water. That's also in all cases. Alright? So you can make a solution of less than 2/3 salt to 1 part water for a small amount. For just for that sugar. Yeah, that's what you're allowed to do. That's what comes out of her, yeah? A strong solution to the even when you make a little bit, you can only make it for either one sort of a Shabbos. And I said many positive for one sort you can make. So you can make a small solution. This is relevant to Pesach, we said already yesterday. Yeah. Pesach and Shabbos, where it comes, that's where there's a problem of this thing. And therefore, Mishnah Berurah says that one should make it before Shabbos. If you're not, you don't make it before Shabbos, you make this small amount. You can make this small amount on Shabbos itself. By the way, I looked up this halacha yesterday of salting meat. Someone asked us yesterday a question about salting meat on Yom Tov. Mice is much more actually, the children also allowed to do it. When you shift an animal and thing, you're allowed to sort the meat actually, you're allowed to sort it. Whether the issue of sorting vegetables and all this applies also to yomtov, many possibilities, a bit of shadow in the shulchan aruch. Look, Meister, in beginnings of Yomachna on yomtov as well, the sorting, not to allow the sorting on yomtov as well. Only the table that I mentioned over here.
How
many meat
to eat?
No, meat is better than eat. The Meister, the sorting meat they're allowed to do. Sorting meat, that's sure not to be allowed to do. When it comes to sorting vegetables and things like that, that thing over there, sorting vegetables or pickles or, you know, all those things, that on yomtov is really the same thing as shas, it looks like, and therefore one should refrain, unless you're going to have the table that I mentioned over here, but otherwise one should refrain from doing that. Okay, so that's what we said yesterday. Okay, that's that. Just wish I start to go. Halach and Shimon Shulchan Aruch Tov Kuf Siv Hei. That was halacha about what you call it, some sorting meat. It's Mutter Tov Kuf Siv Hei. Mutter Im Laach Kam Gat Isra. Mutter Im Laach Bosa Biyom Tov. You're allowed to sort the meat on Yom Tov, as the Ramon says, you're allowed to do that. So that's Takamotu to do. Okay, come up to now, what we for today's share, there is an Indian, though, of a number of solutions that we are allowed to do. Myself, that means sorting is not allowed to be done on Shabbos, but there are a number of allowances when you can sort on Shabbos. Heter number one is, if we spoke to this really briefly yesterday, if it's not normal to pickle or sort this vegetable. It's not the derech. That means, for example, sliced tomatoes, said, or peeled cucumbers. Apparently, people don't really pickle these things. Pickling is done normally in whole cucumbers with a peel on, that are wide, or tomatoes with a peel on. Apparently, if the tomato is peeled, it's not normal derech to pickle it. And therefore, to do that, pickling that is not a problem. Sorting is not a problem, yes. Sorting that's not a problem. Lechaira, this is what people asked yesterday as well, also including this heter, is something where the sorting, the picking does no benefit to it whatsoever. It doesn't change the food. That is, derech klal, most foods that are cooked already. I mean, someone adds salt to challah, for example, to chicken soup. In these cases over there, the mice, they're not doing it to preserve. No one's doing it to preserve an item. There, the boy is purely for taste. That's another heter which many possibly bring down, and that's allowed to be done. That covers many foods that are cooked. All this applied to cooked food, cooked meat, fish, eggs, all this. The chayre is much to do because you're not doing it to preserve the item, it's just for taste purposes. And anything which is done for taste is not in the system. Yeah, that's what they bring down. Right?
Something like rubbish, which has a problem, but you have to add some salt for taste.
No, that's the problem then, because once you're adding the salt, the mice, it's often done for pickling purposes. So even though you're doing it for taste, but the mice is problematic, it resembles very much the pickling process. That's not allowed to be done, pastures.
Sprinkling the salt is cool, it's cool, it comes under the same thing.
Chayre.
It needs to change the
way. After this is all I tell you, right? There seems to be a problem. Even though, and he's asking, even though you do a radish or cucumber, you're doing it not for sorting pickling. You want to do it the mushrooms for
flavour.
For flavour.
Yeah.
But the mice, that's what he says over here. Yeah, so that's brought down over here. And here brings it up also. In addition here. First with this hatter, you're not going to say in there the kosher shem patuchim, going to avon, you say nafoinim, tas, hagon, shem zalman, shem mutter, the mocha, mocha, tzen. It's not the dare to do, it's mutter to do. And also he says, something which is normally cooked, and it's not a normal derech to pickle it, then also the potatoes, the mushroom, once it's cooked potatoes, no one knows what pickled potatoes are cooked. So then again, there's no problem in such a case to, what do you call it, to put salt on it, even though you might do it for a long time, you want to leave it for a long time, you want to get the flavour, there's no problem whatsoever. Okay, the next heter is that sorting is normally done in a large amount. I mean, it must be, we're comparing this to the sorting of leather or whatever you're doing, yeah? Normally a person, when he does sorting, preserving something, he doesn't do it in a small amount, he does it in a big amount. That's the idea, he's trying to preserve something, and it's normally meant to preserve for a long time, he does a huge amount normally. Sorting is normally done in large scale. Therefore, that's when it's offered, you're doing it in large scale. However, when one does it at one at a time, it doesn't resemble the issa of of sorting. Based on this, there's mutter to do one at a time. That's the Mishnah Berurah over here in Shin Chav Adav Sifkot Amid David. The Mechab actually says, also in Leir Chatichas Stone Arba Chosh Liyachad. The Mechab says you mustn't sort four or five pieces together. It puts quite an extreme example, four or five pieces together. Neshanir of Kovish Kavoshim. So here the Mechab actually brings the Lashon of the Rambam, Vakovish Ostom Shim Shukam Vashim. Here, the Shulchan Aruch brings the time of the Rambam. It's like cooking. Another place I think brings about the reason of rushing. But the Maaseh here brings us cooking. It looks like it goes from one extreme to the other. You could dip one in at a time and eat it. Now, can you dip it in and leave it for a long time like that, in that situation? Can you dip it in salt and leave it for half an hour, however long you want to leave it in that situation? Or do we say you should eat it straight away? So that Mishnah said over here, Tznoin, who are doing cold or Tznoin? What's also anything which needs sorting? You're going Tznoin, Betzolin, onions, garlic, ugrikas, all these things, yeah? When we come up, and this is what the Mishnah speaks out of the Hetz as well, the first one, Nira the Dover Sha'in Daka Likva Shishori. So Hetz number one, so it's not there to pickle, he's allowed. So Enz the Chayra, I'm not under this Issa, and therefore that's Mutter. Then he carries on what we're learning now. Arba and Chomish B'yachid, we do four or five together. The Shikol Chaticha Munach is the mother, Ain't Mazem Mishun Kremish Kavoshi. If it's lying by itself, there's no Issa of pickling. If you do it together, after he says a chiddush, even if you want to eat it straight away, someone asked us before, why is it if you've got a whole lot of pieces of radish and you want to eat it straight away, you don't want to leave it. You want to eat it straight away, you want to pickle it, put salt on, and then eat it straight away. That he says is awesome. I feel that when you do a few pieces together, I feel that often take them, you want to eat it straight away, not to leave it in its saltness, it's also awesome. Yeah? Then he's got a chilek, leave it there to sweat out a bit. That's all tricky, really, how far it is. But I said, pashtus, one should not leave it. One should eat it more or less straight away after one's, after one's done it. So that would be a heter then, That would be a heter in, if a person wants to, I don't know if people do this really so much, but people make salads, for example, and they want to salt the salad. So one of their tables sitting over here, is that if a person sorts and eats it straight away, what's called straight away? I don't know how long you've got. Part of some of the sudi. You have to know. But he said you shouldn't leave it. It doesn't say a shear.
If it comes up as salad, there's no shear anyway, because you don't pickle cut up pieces of veg.
Maybe you do. I'm not sure if you don't. I'm not sure. Because he speaks about a man's cut up veg, which is a problem. He's like, he says it is a problem. You're saying it's not a dirt, I'm not sure you don't cut up. It's very hard what we do nowadays. I mean, all we know that you pickle is cucumbers and the herring. I mean, what else do we know you pickle? Radish, do people pickle radishes?
Your eggs get pickled, but the whole.
They pickle eggs?
Yeah, they pickle onion. Yeah,
well,
brine is
there. Funny, because he said raw egg, what is it? A cooked egg? Cooked egg. It looks like we're saying that there's no Issa on cooked eggs or putting it this thing. You say people pickle it? Interesting, I don't know. I mean, it looks like eggs and things like that, I haven't got a problem at all. No, I don't know. Look at the Urkish shelf in a minute. I think he says that the eggs are alright, Tucker. As far as I know, let's have a quick look here. There's an Urkish shelf. Pair of Zion with Gimel. I thought he said that was alright. You see, much of the melaka, a bear or a bosom was shoving. Maybe pickling is a different story. Maybe pickling is worse. It's too much salt over here. Maybe taka pickling is worse. If that's taka the dera, if people taka pickle eggs, if you say that is a dera.
Yeah?
If that is, then that should be a problem then, if that's the dera for people to do. I don't know, an interesting point. I never thought about that actually. If it is the dead, it's like a problematic. So the way we've got hex number one, where it's not the dead to do it to, then there's no problem. Hex number two is you do it one by one. You do it individually, you sort it, and you eat it. Let's just see if it's got a share here, how long you can do it. No. If you want to eat it within a short time, don't say what a shear is. I don't know what that is. Kotsa, a short time. I don't know what that shear is. Okay, I have to check that. Then there's another heter, which is a very encompassing heter as well. And that's often when you make a salad, so which is more speaks out. And that is, you must believe this, when a person wants to salt something, wants to preserve something, you put salt in and use it with salt. Whenever you add something else, another liquid, to that salt, then you're obviously showing us you're not interested in preserving something, because the liquid ruins the koyach of the salt. That means the Mishnah Berurah's case over here, very interesting, he's talking about mosh, you add oil. That means a person puts oil in, for example, into a salad. Now, there's two ways to do this, actually. Let's talk about, first of all, the first one. You put oil first of all in the salad, and then you cut up pieces. And then you add salt afterwards into your salad. Now, that oil is going to have a negative effect on preservation, because the oil is going to counteract the salt. So, which demonstrates to us quite clearly that a person is not interested in preservation over here. That case there, the Mishnah says, Mutter. That's the Mishnah Berurah says that case over here. Interesting how Aleph done it. That's how he carries on, actually, over here. He's talking about this salad over here that you make. If a person pours vinegar or something else like that into the salad, and then it puts the salt in afterwards, that does not resemble ibud at all. Doesn't resemble it, and that is mutter to do. Many will show you learn, and many possibly learn as well, that kuadin, if you put the salt on first, but straight away you put the oil on. Is that the same thing? Because that's demonstrating to us that you don't want to preserve it over here. That's counteracting the effect of the salt. So both those ways are right. And so the vinegar looks like, to try and do it, the oil is in first. Obviously it can make mistakes. The person puts the salt in first, and wants to pour the oil afterwards, often mistakes can happen. You get sidetracked with something else, and the salad has left a bit of time in the salt. So it's better, ideally, there's a mini, I'm not sure you have to do this, there's a mini, it seems, that a person to put the liquid in first and then the salt. When we talk about liquid, water zikas are right as well, besides oil. That also counteracts that, because it's even something like acetic acid, they say also, that anything like that, which is not normal, a person doesn't add to preserve something, wouldn't put salt with acetic acid. And that would also be a heter to make a salad. I must say though, Rabbi, you must be careful when you make this salad. What else should you care about when you make this salad? Besides the problem here of ma'abit. You've got a problem with token, you've got a problem with something that's boiling, yeah? Token is drying that very finely. So very often you're making a salad before Shabbos, you're making it before your Shabbos meal, you can have an issue of, if you cut that too fine, it could be a problem. So some say stomach of suda is alright, my token, it's a bit shiny there of all. When that's allowed. And we said, Rosh Hashanah is, it's better if one can to make the pieces slightly bigger. Not to. Yeah, it means you cut up the pieces and you make the pieces slightly bigger. So you're not mummy doing token. And boiling can also be a problem if you don't do it so much. You have to peel all these vegetables and peel. What?
It has to be peeled. No, it has to be peeled.
Well, cucumber, we might use straight away. I don't know if everyone peels a cucumber or a tomato. Depends what you're using. When washing, I don't know what, a washing garlic, for example, or onions, they get peeled. So that could only be made soft. That's how important. Mr. Moore's very busy with this over here. He's very worried about people making their salads. He warns people, you've got to be careful. Besides the issue of Mahabi, you might have other issues as well you have to worry about once you take them into consideration. So, Makita, we've given out three attainments over here so far of what is mutter in Mahabi, even though my person mustn't pray salt or vegetables and things like that. That's only if it's the derech to do it. If it's not the derech to do it, it's mutter. Therefore, most cooked foods haven't got this problem. Therefore, adding salt to soup, adding salt to cooked fish, cooked meat, and most of these things have not got a problem at all with salt, no problem whatsoever. The other heter was, if it's done one by one, if it's done individually, that doesn't resemble ibud at all, it's also mutter. And finally, we said another heter is if the other ingredients are added to counteract the kernel of the salt, that's also mutter. All right,
After the same walls, it would be counteracting.